أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فلما كتب عليهم القتال إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب. In the previous ayat, we read the command of jihad was given to the Muslims and the various aspects that were related to that. In these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that the Muslims were under great persecution in Makkah Sharif, but they had no permission from Allah Ta'ala to fight back in the least, but they only had to make sabr, tolerate all the punishment and the torture of the non-Muslims, but they did not have the right to retaliate in every way, in any way. So with regard to that time, and then later in Medina Sharif, Allah finally gave the permission to make jihad now and to fight for their rights and for deen. So Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كِيَا تُنِنَا دَيْكَ هُنْ لُوبُكُ جِنْكُ حُكَمْ وَا. Haven't you seen those people? In other words, take a lesson from those people. And that was the Muslims in Makkah Sharif who wanted permission to fight and save themselves and their friends and families from the persecution of the people of Makkah. قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. کہ اپنے ہاتھ تھامے رکھو اور قائم رکھو نماز اور دیتے رہو زکاة. Yeah, you just do your ibadat, what you are commanded. That is, perform your namazes properly and give zakat. You are not permitted to make jihad to fight back. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلِيهِمُ الْقِتَالِ فِرْ جَبْ حُكَمْ وَاُنْ پَرْ لَرَائِكَ. Then finally when the command came that now make qital, make jihad now. That was in Medina Sharif. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ. اسی وقت ان میں ایک جماعت ڈرنے لگی. Then a group of those people who claimed that they want to make jihad, they started getting frightened. كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. جیسے ڈر ہو اللہ کا. So much how a person should fear Allah, so much they fear. او اشد خشیا. یا اس سے بھی زیادہ ڈر. Or even more than that, now they had fear to make jihad. Yeah, we learn a lesson that many times we make claims. If I had the opportunity, I should do this, I should do that. But when the opportunity comes, then we fail. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلِينَ الْقِتَالِ. And they said, Oh Allah, why have you made jihad for us only, on us? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. If only you could have left it for a little while later, not now already that you gave us the command. Allah says, قُلْ مَتْعَوْا الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. You are doing it because of the love of dunya. So remember, the things and to benefit from in dunya are very little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Or akhirat is much more better for those who have taqwa. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And no wrong will then be done to you in the very least but two. So be ready to make jihad, that the command has come now, and don't make big claims, and don't try and act as if you are very brave and strong, and you ask for commands, and when they come, then you can't fulfill them. Yeah, it's a great lesson for us to learn that in all matters we also should accept the laws of Allah, and we should not try and be sure that we are very pious and that we will do exactly, we'll make jihad everything. And when the command comes for jihad, then we sit back, then we don't want to go. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the lessons of the Quran and to act accordingly.